This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, it was the defense, and defense fell apart. You know, Jaden Daniels, he had 8 rushes. Basically, he took off 8 different times, and he only completed 15 passes. But there's a belief in Washington that they have the guy, that the guy ignites the entire franchise. And there's probably about 10 teams that could probably say that right now. The Giants haven't been one of those. And again, I don't want to be this. Today's not a beatdown on Daniel Jones thing. Right, it's just the reality of the league and what the Giants look like. They are in the worst possible spot that you can be when you are a professional football franchise. And that is, or any professional sports franchise in my eyes, and that is irrelevant. Yeah. They are completely irrelevant. Like, the fan base is angry again, which seems like it's every 3 years. It's comes a lot quicker than locusts do. And they're going to end up having to make a decision here whether or not they keep Shane and Dable and whether or not the team is stable enough. You think about, you know, Evan Neal, and you think Deontay Banks, and you're saying those are two major busts.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
that Joe Shane has basically gone through right now with high picks, and those players are not panning out or haven't panned out.
Right. I mean, you could throw Kayvon Thibodeau in there as well. I mean, it's not like either one of those guys in that draft have been a huge impact. I mean, Thibodeau's done more than Evan Neal for sure, but he's hurt again. He's just not someone that is making that impact off the edge. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bust there. There's no two ways about it. And the other thing I'll add to the irrelevance factor about the worst spot that a team can be in is you're not good enough to be interesting or compete, but you're not bad enough to bottom out and get the best player available. Like, they were right there. Like, look at the top 3 quarterbacks, and who knows if they're going to pan out over the course of their career, but we're only going off of what we've seen so far. Now, Caleb Williams had a miserable day yesterday, but we've seen things from him. We've seen some positive things from him, and I think he'll be good down the road. You get Drake May pulling off this miracle at the end of the game yesterday. You got Jaden Daniels doing what he's doing. You got Caleb Williams showing flashes. And where were the Giants?
Right outside of those three.
Right outside of that. So, I mean, but part of it is that, too, and whether you want to call that luck or whatever it is, and it's not like the Giants didn't know that. It's not like they didn't try, but those three teams ahead of them in this past draft all needed quarterbacks, every single one of them. And they had an opportunity to either go with Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy. They decided not to, and I can't necessarily blame them for that.
I told you I would have went with Penix.
Yeah.
But, you know, now he's buried down there in Atlanta, but the reason I would have went with Penix was that he was a highly accurate quarterback. Now, he may not fit Brian Daboll's system, but I just thought he was an incredibly accurate quarterback at Washington, and I think he is going to ascend to being a really good pro quarterback because of that accuracy.
Well, I'll be looking for that big Penix.
Yes, so it's the one thing that, you know, you can't teach. That's a very natural thing. And he seemed like he was a cool customer. And plus, everything that he had been through in his career, I figured, you know, he obviously loves the game of football. He wants to play it. He wants to be around it. And now he's buried down there in Atlanta because Kirk Cousins is playing so well. But I think Atlanta did a smart thing. They did exactly what Green Bay did to Brett Favre by drafting Aaron Rodgers and what they did to Aaron Rodgers by drafting Jordan Love. That's exactly what Atlanta did. But the Giants, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's
frustrating. It's frustrating for their fans. You know, actually, I was talking to one of their fans yesterday, and I was like, look, I'm not coming in here and killing the Giants tomorrow. You know why? Because almost every prognosticator, preseason, looking into the future, what do you think? Almost everybody said the Giants were going to be last in the NFC East, mm-hmm. and that the Giants' win total was they weren't going to win more than six games.
Yeah, I mean, and the other maybe opinion on that was, well, if Jaden Daniels isn't any good, like maybe the Commanders will be worse. But you're right. Most people pick the Giants to be last in the division.
So we're sitting right here with essentially what everybody predicted.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that's what... And you just wish there were some more signs. Like, you wish that the defense had played better yesterday. There was more foundational things. Like, you'd hope that Malik Nabers, after coming back from a concussion, would be better than he has been. He's not been the same explosive player. So there's certain things that you wish you could build on. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, like...
I know the game plan was to run the ball more against a team that doesn't really stop the run.
And they did a great job in the first half. But the problem is that this team, they just don't score enough.
Right, exactly.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the real one of the real issues going on right now with the Giants. Everybody goes running to Malik Nabers.
Oh yeah,
now the kid is a rookie.
Yeah,
he should just keep his mouth shut and just go out and play football. But he all of a sudden becomes like this football savant and has all the answers. And I'll tell you that's a very disconcerting thing for the coach.
Yeah, well, remember in Hard Knocks when Brian Daboll was asking him specifically, he's like, "What type of guy are you going to be when things aren't going your way? You know, we might be losing some games. You're not getting the ball." And he answered like, "Well, it's going to be hard for me." And Brian Daboll was like, "Listen, I get pissed off too. Like, I react a certain way, but we got to make sure that we harness that in the right way. Like, it's fine to be upset, but we can't make it bigger than it is." Well, unfortunately, it's one thing to have the right answer in a pre-draft interview. It's another thing to actually live it and do the right thing.
And be frustrated and then come up with some sort of... answer as if you are the spokesperson for the New York Giants and its coaching staff.
Right. It's tough, man. And you know what the reporters are going to do is, because the Giants are completely uninteresting. You're not going to get anything out of Brian Daboll. He doesn't really answer any questions. He does a nice job of not making something out of nothing like Rob Sala would. Daniel Jones isn't going to say anything. Like, maybe Dexter Lawrence says something here or there. But basically, the reporters are going to go to Malik Nabers. All right, you're new here. You're special talent. You're one of these wide receivers. How about you give us something interesting? Because there's nothing interesting else on this team. They're completely irrelevant. So let's get the juicy quote out of you. And that's what's going to happen.
And he takes the bait.
Right. It's just...
He's got to realize that, you know, he's got to watch what he says because... And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe there are people out there that say, you know, say what you got to say because it's, you know, you're the one in the locker room. You're the one that is showing the fire. You're the one that... looks to be like, you know, a superstar in the making. I mean, so I'm sure there are some out there that believe whatever he's talking about is right. But I just know from internally that here's a guy that's been here for basically 6 months and he's already missed a number of games because of the concussion. And now all of a sudden he has all the answers. And that just creates another set of issues for everybody in the building. You know, you got another diva wide receiver who, you know, wants to speak up for the Giants because he believes he's a leader when, in fact, he just got here.
Well, you know, but at the same time, and I'm just going to try to put myself in his shoes for a second. So he's coming from a winning program. He's a top draft choice. His entire life, he has been a star. He comes in here. It's just a mess. The team stinks.
How many games has he missed?
He missed three.
I believe it was three games. Just keep your head down, keep your mouth shut.
I know, and I'm just, for the sake of argument's sake here, let me just play devil's advocate a second, because I know that what he's supposed to do. I'm just trying to say, like, when he comes in, he's a young player. He doesn't understand any of that. So here he is like, hell, like, I'm supposed to be the man here because they drafted me to turn this thing around. And I got a quarterback who's a complete flatliner. We stink offensively. We can't win at home. Like, I'm supposed to step up and do something about this because that's why they drafted me. That's what he's thinking. So he's got to, that's not the way to go about his business. And someone's got to get to him and the maturity will happen for him. I don't think he's a bad guy whatsoever. But, like, I mean, it's tough when you're, 22 years old, when you're drafted to come in and, you know, essentially save a franchise or give it some juice. It's not working out the way you want to. You got another dud game. You lose another division game, and there's microphones in your face. For him to give you the perfect answer at this stage of his career is sometimes asking a lot.
But. And plus, you also have his former quarterback in college playing on the other team.
Exactly.
Who basically now has beaten the Giants twice this season, and things are changing within the division. I mean, things are really changing within the division. The Washington Commanders now have their future, and their future is an exciting young man who has given everybody the belief that they can win any game that they play because he is incredibly a special athlete.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly what every franchise is looking for.
And how about his answer? How about his answers after the game?
Well, he's always been perfect with everything he's done so far. I mean, he's actually, I know he had a little bit of a rib injury. He did not miss a full game. He did come out of that game and not come back that 1 week, but he also protects himself. He doesn't throw a lot of bad throws. He doesn't put himself in a position to get completely crushed. Like, if you watch him, and this was one of the things that you had talked about early on, like how skinny he was when you saw him show up at the NFL today, and I'm thinking, man, like, you know, maybe he's RG3 all over again because he had that great rookie season, won Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then could never stay healthy. But if you watch his Jaden Daniels games, like, he rarely makes that horrible throw. Like, he's not making those rookie mistake bad throws. And then he finds his way out of everything. Like, he's so slippery. He very rarely puts himself in a position to get killed by a defender. And then on top of it, the way he speaks after every game and how, like, into winning he is. And that's what he cares about. And it's not about him and all these things. I mean, he's
now
in every general manager wants. I mean, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll looking at that guy like, son of a bitch!
Now we know why they brought up his name in offseason Hard Knocks.
Exactly.
Where we could see it up close and personal, and they've seen it, and Brian Daboll knew. I mean, he knew that kid was going to be special.
I mean,
so
he couldn't get the word yes out of his mouth quick enough when they said, would you trade up for Jaden Daniels? Yes!
The only thing I will say is it's 9 games into his career, and, you know, they have 8 more games to play this year. And he still is very slight physically.
Yeah.
Tall, yes, very quick. And he's got a lightning quick release. And all of those things are, you know, 5-star aspects to who he is. And it sounds like when you listen to him talk, you sound like, or he sounds like he understands what's going on. But it's easier to talk that way when you're winning and you have success. Malik Nabers, unfortunately, is talking under the umbrella of losing. And a franchise that is basically stuck in irrelevance.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.